It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening. And I'm just taking it all in before I start yakking. It is a nice environment here for the final game of the regular season 2012-2013. It is going to be pregame, anyway, the game of the year in Mid-State Athletic Conference Girls Competition. There have been several games of the year, but now this is the ultimate game of the year because it's the two teams left unbeaten at 10 wins and no losses, the Unadilla Valley Lady Storm and the Unitigo Lady Spartans, and a whole bunch of seniors on the Unitigo side enjoying senior night. So that either is a motivator or it could be a detractor, depending. Last night the Unitigo boys were able to use it as a motivating factor, scoring 26 first quarter points on their way to the win. A tough win, though, over Unadilla Valley. The girls tonight, we'll see what they can do. Unadilla Valley used it to their motivation on Wednesday against Bainbridge Guilford. But now the winner of this game, really it's bragging rights and the top seed in the upcoming four-team mini-tournament for the section to see who goes to the MAC championship game February 16th, 2 weeks from tomorrow at SUNY Oneonta. That's really all it is. However, it seems to be right now a lot more than that because both teams are undefeated, so the winner of this game gets that top seed and will play Bainbridge Guilford next Thursday in their gym. The team who does not win tonight will take on the five-time defending champion Harborsville Lady Hornets in their home gym. So that's pretty much what's at stake. It's come down to this game. Has nothing to do with sectionals, although it is a section seeding point thing. But this is the game of the year, final stages of the regular season, and both teams healthy and raring to go. They are all business out on the court right now, and that's how we set the stage. We start our broadcast with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDL, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, namely Greg Bonskowski of Unitigo and Randy Backus of Unadilla Valley, and the players of the Storm and the Spartans and all the fans of both teams, the best in tonight's ballgame. Our broadcast, as always, is a presentation of WCDO Sports, and our rights are granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this program without written consent of Section 4, of course, strictly prohibited. That's our disclaimer. And as always, WCDOsports.com. You can stream live. If you're in radio range and you're not here, that's okay. You're in your car, that's fine. If you have a smartphone or any other wacky device that picks up the Internet, then you can certainly log on to this or tell your friends across the country who may have family or friends involved in this game tonight for the regular season marbles, as I like to call it. Streaming live, WCDOsports.com. All right, we'll take a break, come back. I've got stats for both teams. Hallelujah. I've got numbers and numbers and more numbers. We'll talk about both teams, UV and Unitigo, the Lady Storm, the Lady Spartans, for the regular season marbles tonight. Live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
I love newness. I find newness often goes hand in hand with awesomeness, which brings me to McDonald's Dollar Menu. For years, it's been my go-to menu, especially when they offer something new. The Grilled Onion Cheddar, the newest taste for just a buck. 100% beef patty, a slice of white cheddar, caramelized onions. Newness, definitely awesomeness, resulting in happiness.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's Dollar Menu. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa.
Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. About 11:40 before I believe we'll have Judy Patel singing the national anthem. Don't think she would want to miss this one. And then, of course, the introduction of starting lineups. And I will give a note back to Joe back at the station. And don't know if we ever checked the on hold, but it was a little light for me. Although, with the music blaring, that might have had a played a factor in it. All right, so Unadilla Valley, unbeaten in the league. They're only lost this year to Sherburne-Earlville in the finals of the Sherburne-Earlville tournament. They squeaked out a win against Bainbridge-Guilford on senior night Wednesday night, just two nights ago. And in that game, it was 11 for 12 free throw shooting in the fourth quarter that sealed the deal, because it was an 11-point lead that melted into a 31-31 tie when BG got hot in the third quarter, and then free throws literally put it away, and some turnovers based on Amanda Off, their center, 6'1 center, being back into the ballgame. She set out most of the third quarter, so with a smaller lineup, BG was able to take a little bit of an advantage, with Morgan Bullis scoring a lot of points in that run. So looking at Unadilla Valley in their stats, now that we know that they're undefeated, we knew that coming in, but one loss overall. Much the same as the other night. They have three scorers in double figures. Taylor Davis, 12.5 points. Jordan Anderson, 13.2 points a game. 16.5 for Amanda Off. They pretty much held true to that the other night, although Davis had a lower output on that. But when you look at some of the intangibles here, at least the measurable things, you look at Jordan Anderson's playmaking ability. She's scoring at 13.2 a game, but she's got 58 assists. That's a lot of assists. That means at least 116 more points for her team. Nobody's even got half of that. The next one is Kareen Izzard at 25 assists. So Jordan Anderson has to have the ball in her hands. Unitingo has to try to keep the ball out of her hands. Now, remember, she wears number 23, so there's a reason she's called Jordan. Or maybe the other way around. Her first name is Jordan, so she's got to wear 23. Not sure of that. I never brought it up with Brandy Backus. I might do that tonight after the game. Who knows? Because we're hoping to have the winning team and players put in up here for an interview afterwards. Taylor Davis, again, a junior. Anderson, a senior. Amanda Off, a senior. 28 for 46 from the free throw line. Their leading free throw shooter at 61%. But again, she's gotten to the line less than half the times that Anderson has, 97. She's 57 for 97, 59%. Remember the other night she missed her first four shots, and then she made her next seven in a row. And that's kind of streaky, but, you know, she made the ones when she had to. Rebounding, no question, Amanda Off with 132 rebounds in 13 games. So she's averaging a double-double. You like to see that with a 6'1 center. She's also got 12 assists, 38 steals, and 15 block shots. Corinne Izzard, not the center presence that Amanda is, but she's got 13 blocks on the season, 25 assists, and she's averaging about 5 rebounds per ball game. The team for Unadilla Valley is shooting 58% from the free throw line. In contrast, Unitigo at 55.21. They also are streaky, and they also have people who get to the line more than the others, namely Casey Manzanero, 50 for 82 this year, just a tad under 61%. Sarah Menina doesn't get there enough, but she's shooting 53.85%. Sarah Menina is to Unitigo like Jordan Anderson is to Unadilla Valley, except Sarah sometimes feels like she doesn't have to score. She needs to get the ball to the other players. I don't have assists here, but I do know that she's averaging 7.6 points a game. Casey at 14.6. They're averaging as a team 47.14 points a game. In contrast, Unadilla Valley averaging 56.5. So they're more of an up-tempo game. Unitigo more of a set thing and more of a defensive sharp game, unit than Unadilla Valley, but only slightly. I don't have some of the defensive numbers here anyway, so it's really not fair to compare. We're just looking at numbered scores. So also for, let's finish Unadilla Valley's key players. Emily Converse will come off the bench. She is averaging 3.2 a game. Jen Elliott, who I thought was the one to hit, is the buzzer beater. She is averaging only 1.2 a game. Apparently they said it was Jordan Anderson who scored that, but I swear it was Jen Elliott with her headband. But anyway, who am I? Morgan Weidman. Weidman tonight for Unadilla Valley could be what I would, I love to call the X Factor. Weidman could be the X Factor. She's only averaging 1.5 points a game. She's only 2-for-2 from the free throw line. She just might be the one. You see the microphone? Just follow the cord there. And so she could be the X Factor. If she gets 6-8 points, if they leave her low to the point where she shoots and makes them, watch out for that. Also on the, I'm looking at, what, you got it? Oh, here, oh, I'm sorry. I had it all the time, didn't I? My main man for the microphone. We got tangle problems. That's all, I'm all about tangles. All right. But so there's about 7-8 players who play regularly for Coach Brandy Backus's team. She admits today she's nervous, she's keyed up. This is what her teams have been playing for in the regular season and the summer for the last 3 years. For Unitigo, similar. Many of these girls on senior night, reported by Greg Bonskowski, 4 years as varsity players. Sarah Menina, Casey Manzanero, most notably. Some girls only 2 years. Robin Foster, I believe, 3 years. Both teams are very senior-heavy, and they rely on their seniors very, very much. For Unitigo, their other key players, of course, Robin Foster, the rebounding machine. No stats given here for rebounds, but she's averaging 5 points a game and very capable. She scored in double figures once in the game against Oxford. Kayla Talbot, again, not a big score, less than 3.5 per ball game, but she'll give you, she's had some 8-point games. One game that was very key was the Harpersville game. She scored 8 points. Courtney Bullis will be the main guard coming off the bench, averaging just a little over a point a game. But again, when she gets in the game, her role is to give it to the other players and stay steady on defense, which she does. Michaela Reynolds has had a good month of January, 12 points against Green and 17 against Afton. She's upped her average to 5.25 a game. Marissa Woodard, underclassman, she's averaging 6.36 a game. She will probably be assigned to guard Amanda Off if they go man-to-man defense. Will Off have the moves to get around Woodard? They are of different sizes. Woodard much heftier, but she's probably a little bit taller, and we'll see her presence underneath, whether that's going to be a difference. And of course, two of their super subs, Cassidy Newman and Kayla Comenda, and Kayla's averaging less than a point a game. Cassidy Newman off the bench averaging 4 a game. She's hit double figures once, and that was in the down in Disney World against Erie Central. But she's had, 11 points against Oxford. So she's had some decent games scoring-wise. Kayla's high is 6 points in that game. Also in the ESPN tournament down at Disney World. So that's about where we stand. We got 3:17 left. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the Chambers on Air tip-off show and have Miss Judy Patel singing our national anthem. Looking forward to it as Unadilla Valley takes on Unitigo in the regular season marble matchup here, our finale of the regular season in girls high school basketball live on WCDL.
For 85 years, the people of Maravido have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravido people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravido. Our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Judy Patel, she didn't have her mic. Hey, Bert, can you make sure they turn the mic on? Yeah, it's not on. Turn that mic switch on. Okay, thank you. We didn't have the mic on from Judy. I had to give her my mic.
We good?
Here we go. Yep, we're good.
Okay. And now the starters for the Unadilla Valley. Number 5, Corinne Izzard. Number 10, Taylor Davis. Number 13, Amanda Off. Number 20, Morgan Weidman. And number 23, Jordan Anderson. Coached by Mr. Brandy Backus.
All right, Unadilla Valley in a more purple outfit than their Unadilla Valley boy counterparts had last night. Much more purple to their theme. Here we go with the Unitigo.
Now for Unitigo starters. Number 12, Robin Foster. Number 13, Kayla Talbot. Number 14, Casey Manzanero. Number 21, Michaela Reynolds. And number 22, Sarah Menina.
Well, no doubt it is a senior starting lineup tonight with Michaela Reynolds as a senior getting the start in place of Marissa Woodard. So we will see what happens here. And again, at halftime, if the crowd will part ways, we'll get our boys basketball players up here to predict the Super Bowl champions 2012-2013, or I should say just 2013, but guys helped me out the last 2 years, and most of them were right, but we'll tell that story later on. We are ready to go. Of course, Unitigo in their home white with green numbers. So this is one of those nights where everybody's trying to nudge into an open nook or cranny. Me, I'm sitting behind a desk. All right, here we go. Robin Foster and Amanda Off will jump it up. Unitigo to my left. UV predictably winning the tap, going to my right. Jordan Anderson, as usual, running the show for the offense of Unadilla Valley. Unitigo, as predicted, starting out in the man-to-man defense. And, oh, my goodness, that's not a good way to start. Anderson with a routine pass to Corinne Izzard, and she got through her hands, nervousness or whatever, hit her in the nose, and went out of bounds. So Spartans catch a break on that first possession. And UV will start out in a zone defense with very active feet and hands. It is Talbot, cross-court pass to Sarah Menina, into the corner for Reynolds. Inside, put up and missed by Casey Manzanero. A putback missed, and Manzanero gets it again. She's triple-teamed and has really no recourse except to draw a foul on the shot. She did exactly that. That's going to go on Morgan Weidman. I named an X-factor for UV, meaning Morgan Weidman. I called her the X-factor for Unadilla Valley. I think Unitigo's is actually going to be Kayla Talbot, because she proved that in the Harpersville game. First shot, by the way, Manzanero up and in, shooting 61% on the season. Their leading free throw shooter in attempts, makes, and percentage. 2 for 2 on senior night. And we've got our first lead established here by Unitigo. Anderson will be guarded by Kayla Talbot, and that's another reason Talbot could be the X-factor in this game for the Lady Spartans' benefit. Down low to the other number 13, Amanda Off. She's double-teamed. Good help by Manzanero with a block and the steal. And in transition they go. Talbot to the right side. Bounce pass to Reynolds. She's double-teamed in the corner off the zone. Bad pass inside, but somehow Manzanero gets it, puts it up, and is fouled again, this time by Corinne Izzard. And we've got people checking in for, well, one specifically for junior Taylor Davis of the Lady Storm. That's from Palm Bay, Florida. They say go UV at go Taylor Davis. We've also got folks in from New Berlin and Spencer, New York. First one by Manzanero around the rim and no good. She'll get a second try here. Just underway, a little more than a minute in, 2-0 Unitigo. Casey Manzanero, all the offense so far, 3 for 4 from the line. 3-0 is the score. So Anderson, who got off to a slow start against Bainbridge Guilford the other night and then lit it up in the fourth quarter when it counted most. Izzard going to Davis. Nice drive. Cuts it off to Weidman. Right back to Davis. Little 12-footer. Little nervous shot there and hit nothing. Reynolds with a nice hustle into the corner for the rebound. 6:35 to go first quarter. Spartans playing shutout ball so far. Menina at the top. Swings it over to Foster. That's her favorite spot. Little 13-footer for number 12, left side, Robin Foster. The first field goal, and Unitigo takes the 5-0 lead. Menina taking Davis over on the right side. Davis leaks it down in there for Izzard, and the turnaround, and there's a touch foul on Casey Manzanero. And right now, not only do the players have to establish the tempo of this game, love it or hate it, the referees are also establishing the flow of this game. Nice shot for Corinne Izzard, up and good. Corinne on the year, 5-for-6, make it 6-for-7. So if it gets down to crunch time, Brandy Backus would love to have her at the line. Second shot off the back of the rim, though. So 3-1 the score. Foul shots dominating so far. Manzanero's first foul and the first for Unitigo. Sarah Menina. Bounce pass to Manzanero. They're working the left side for Kayla Talbot. Foster, baseball pass across the way. Menina quickly, a touch pass to Reynolds. Too far, but there's Foster on the other side. High up the glass and good. Robin Foster, the right place for the rebound. And was not boxed out. 7-1. Give and go inside. The shot around the rim by Izzard. No good. Reynolds trying to save it. Unsuccessful. It'll be UV ball underneath. And I think I like these purple uniforms better than last night's boys black ones with purple on black. Just could not see the numbers very clearly. These are white numbers on purple uniforms. Nice deflection on the inbounds. UV now in the uncomfortable place to inbound on the sideline. But they get it right into Anderson. She'll dribble around the key. Nice backdoor pass to Amanda Off. Missed the lefty layup, though. Prime chance to score. Comes up empty there, and Manzanero to Sarah Menina, now to Foster. Maybe it was a double dribble. Kayla Talbot shoots. Gets blocked out by Davis. Misses the shot. Reynolds with a rebound. Pass to Manzanero. Underneath to Foster. Two dribbles. She's in the key. Gives it back to Manzanero. Casey driving up the right side. Missed it. Foster survived not getting a foul on that. Could have been from behind. Driving in. Davis spins and the move is good, but the basket is not. Amanda Off right back to Weidman. Her shot is good. And Morgan Weidman with a first field goal for Unadilla Valley. It's 7-3 with 4:38 to go in the first quarter. We'll see which coach calls the timeout first. That's always another factor to mark down. Sarah Menina traveling with the ball right in front of the official. Sometimes they catch it, sometimes they don't. Menina with a ball fake without the dribble. That equals travel. 4:28 now with 7-3, the Unitigo lead at 4 points. Anderson's been held not only to no points, no shots yet. Anderson's going to go isolated. Shoots short. Might have gotten partially blocked on that. Manzanero coming down and giving off to Kayla Talbot. Talbot to the high post for Manzanero. Hard shot off the backboard, no good. Davis gets the pass from Izzard off the glass, and it's good. Taylor Davis scores her first bucket. So here comes Unadilla Valley back to a 7-5 score. Menina dribbling to the left side. It's Manzanero at the top of the key. Talbot on the right wing. They keep it around the perimeter. Menina. Oh, nice pass underneath for Reynolds, but she did not make the layup. Fantastic pass by Sarah Menina against the zone. But Michaela could not hit the shot. There's a foul on the rebound by Robin Foster. At senior night tonight, got to hear some of the seniors' plans. Some are undecided, but Robin Foster is planning to go to SUNY Delhi and enroll in their vet tech program. Nice to have that goal as a senior. 3:28 to go. Weidman forces a shot on the right side. It doesn't go. Rebound again to Foster. And Sarah Menina calmly up the court from the left side. Talbot bounce pass to Foster, who's on the right this time. Way open is Menina on the left side for three, but it's short. Off the top and then off that wire, thin wire. Changes direction of the ball. Here comes Marissa Woodard in for Michaela Reynolds. Michaela Reynolds doing a fine job in a senior starting role tonight. 7-5 the score, though. Spartans led 7-1. It's been two baskets in a row for the Lady Storm. And again, they've held Jordan Anderson without a shot. Davis, three-point shot. It looked good, and it is good. Taylor Davis changes the lead with the first three-pointer of the game. She's got 5 points. Foster retaliates on the left side, but it's an air ball. Going for it in the corner. Woodard kept it alive. Nice hustle by her, and she's double-teamed. And as they surround her on the double-team, somebody's called for the foul. It's going to go on Izzard, and that's two on the starting junior forward. Well, she traded in her white headband for a black headband, but that's Jen Elliott, no doubt about it, with a lime green or the Dayglow green shoelaces. In the corner, Talbot hooks a pass over to Foster. Down low for Woodard, off the glass, no good. She gets it back somehow and does score. Marissa Woodard puts Unitigo back in front. Two lead changes in this quarter, 2:24 to go. Spartans by one. Anderson gives up her dribble early to Jen Elliott. The pass fake. Nice fake there. Davis driving in hard against Menina. Turns around, gets it blocked by Manzanero. The rebound by Off. It goes in and out. Davis lost her dribble. Gets help from Anderson. It was a fresh shot clock because the ball did hit the rim on the Amanda Off shot. There goes Anderson. The stop and pop blocked by Woodard. She didn't really have to leave her feet. It was just timing. Pass up ahead to Manzanero from Menina. Throws it up, literally, and then hits the deck, misses a shot. Anderson with a rebound. She leads a three-on-two break, pushing her way through the defense. And somebody commits the blocking foul, and that's going to go on Kayla Talbot of Unitigo. That's her first. And the gym, which has been wildly loud for a girls' game, now gets library quiet. Two at the line for Anderson. Up and no good. Speaking of seniors, Jordan looking to go to Nazareth to major in, I believe she's the one going for physical therapy. First shot is no good. Second shot is good. So it takes her less shots to make her first free throw. Her first points in the books, and we're tied for the first time at 9. Got to keep track of these leads and ties, or lead changes and ties. 9-9, 1:30 to go in the first quarter. Wide open, Manzanero for three, but it's short. She goes for her own rebound, but Taylor Davis beats her to it. Davis coming up the middle. She's driving. She knows she's going to shoot the ball. Comes up a little long on that. Rebounded by Unitigo. Here comes Manzanero. Same thing down the floor. Very hard charging. And from behind, the foul committed by Davis, who's picked up her first. Storm staying on the zone defense. But a minute 13 to go. We have our first timeout asked for by Brandy Backus. It's a short one. 9-9 our score in the regular season championship game of the Mid-State Athletic Conference Girls Basketball live on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
In from that timeout, Marissa Woodard passed back to Sarah Menina. Now it's Robin Foster trapped in the corner. Menina helps out on the left wing. Manzanero starts that move without the dribble, and that is definitely a no-no. Turned over to Unadilla Valley, who have stayed in their zone defense. Substitution. And that's Courtney Bullis checking in to the Spartan lineup, replacing Casey Manzanero. But Kayla Talbot continues to take Jordan Anderson and do a fine job so far. Menina almost stole the ball from Davis. Davis gets away. Gives it to Weidman, and up and in for Morgan Weidman. I mentioned her as a potential X-factor. She's averaging 1.5 a game. She's now got 4 points. Making me seem pretty smart right now. The other number 20, Courtney Bulla, she sinks a 14-footer from the right side. She was wide open and made it count. Nothing but net makes it 11-11. 17 seconds to go in the quarter. Amanda Off, who has been held in check tonight so far, missed a couple of short shots, but Robin Foster will come out, and Casey Manzanero goes back in, trying to keep these girls out of foul trouble. Nobody with more than one. 15 seconds to go, tied at 11. Three lead changes and two ties in this quarter. A preview of things to come, perhaps. Menina, double team back to Talbot. She's open, but passes to Manzanero. Down low for Woodard. She stumbles a bit, tries to put it up, missed it. Tries it again, and the buzzer sounds before she can get the shot to go. So we end the first quarter with an 11-11 tie. Unadilla Valley and Unitigo for the Mid-State Athletic Conference regular season girls championship live on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCD.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We had a good first quarter. The student section for Unitigo doing very well, I might say. And we also can report some results from the sectionals in track, indoor track and field. Sydney's Rachel Gibbs placed second in Division 2 of the 3,000-meter run. Congratulations. And Mike Lake of Harpersville, sixth place in the 3,200-meter boys Division 2. Congratulations to him. We'll try to have more as we get going. I got a contact up there at Ithaca. Unitigo misses their first shot of the second quarter, and then right after that, Sarah Menina making a nifty steal. She's got the ball on the right side as the zone sets up. 2-1-2 zone defense right now by the Lady Storm. All tied at 11. Courtney Bullis starts this quarter, and she passes to Robin Foster, cutting the lane, misses on the five-footer. Rebound by Weidman. Up ahead to Anderson. Anderson, avoiding the double team, goes up. Leaner, and fake shot and good. Jordan Anderson, her first bucket, 13-11. Two ties and three lead changes in the first quarter. Bullis to Manzanero in the corner, and they are keeping it kind of subdued right now. Oh, Manzanero open for three, left side, off the front of the rim, rebounded by Robin Foster, and goes to Manzanero, who just happened to be there. It finally sinks through. Casey's first basket, she's got 5 points, so we're tied again at 13. Anderson goes around the screen by Amanda Off. 16-footer. It's good, and she's getting to like this basket now. She didn't even attempt more than a shot in the first quarter, but she is two for her last two. 15-13. Right into Talbot. Underneath the basket goes to Bullis. Her shot just a little too far. Rebounded by Jen Elliott. She, Jordan Anderson, Amanda Off, Morgan Weidman, and Taylor Davis in the lineup for UV. Unitigo still in the man-to-man defense. Davis, right side to Weidman, driving in hard. She's got a room for a shot, no good. Amanda Off with a rebound, too far underneath, gets it again, missed it again. And Robin Foster secures the basketball for Unitigo. Well, both teams have had their chances inside. 15-13, UV by two. Foster trying to go cross-court to Bullis. Somehow Manzanero saved it. but could not get the pass back to a teammate, and it went out of bounds. Now we've got our first look at a sub on each side. Freshman Hannah Lazarus is in the game, number 15 for Unadilla Valley. So now they've got the Twin Towers going with Off and Lazarus. Meanwhile, Cassidy Newman for Unitigo has checked into the ballgame, and she will be taking Jen Elliott. Or check that. She'll be taking Hannah Lazarus. So the two new subs are coming in, and Newman bothers the pass. The ball is loose. It's out of bounds. Officials conferring and now concurring that it is the Lady Storm's ball. 5:14 to go, first half. 15-13, Lady Storm, after a 7-1 deficit, are now leading 15-13. Amanda Off, the left side is her side, missed it, gets a second chance, no good. Lazarus hustles for the rebound. She's double-teamed in the corner, but a foul. Check that. Will be called. It's either Robin Foster or Casey Manzanero's second foul. And that's going to go on Foster. Robin Foster, if there's a knock on Robin, it is foul-prone. Anderson looking for the inbounds. Goes to Elliott. She's at the elbow. Nice pass in, but Davis has to catch up, or Off has to catch up to it. Leaning back over out of bounds, she passes to Davis. Gets away from Foster. Amanda Off shot is short. It's out of bounds. It will be, oh, Cassidy Newman thought Lazarus touched it last. Referee thinks just the opposite. And the referee, now the trail referee, is making sure that he gets his opinion in there, but the lead officials pretty adamant that it was touched by Cassidy Newman. So they play on. Anderson lofts a pass inside for Amanda Off. Well, she couldn't make it on the left side, but she sure made it on the right side. Her first bucket. And their leading scorer now with her first basket and their largest lead of 4 points, 17-13 with 4.5 to go. It is Menina, cross-court to Manzanero. Talbot at the top of the key. Dribbles to the left side. Right back, Manzanero's open for three. Big shot, but it just rolls out. Ball is free. Foster recovers. Down low for Cassidy Newman. It's up and good. Well, that's a play you don't write in the on the clipboard. That's just instinct, and that was a nice play between Foster and Cassidy Newman. So they missed the scoreboard up. There's Lazarus missing the shot. Should be 17-15. Amanda Off shoots again, misses. And as they correct the scoreboard, more people are worried about that than what's going on in the court. Meanwhile, Casey Manzanero comes down, scores 1-on-2. She's got 7 points, and it's tied at 17. That's why you don't always rely on what you see on the scoreboard. 3:33 left in this half. Amanda Off drives hard to the basket. There's going to be a three-second call that takes that would-be basket away. Morgan Weidman, who had a good first quarter, plus, comes off. Amanda Off will sit the bench. Marissa Woodard comes in. So Woodard and Newman are the forwards. She's still got Manzanero, Menina, and Talbot as the guards for Unitigo. It's Talbot, right back to Menina. Quickly into the corner for Manzanero. Not two in a row this time. Missed on the corner jumper. UV, led by 4 moments ago. They're now tied. Anderson, oh, to Davis, who was cutting toward the basket, and then, oh my gosh, Jordan Anderson all by herself down underneath. I got caught up in seeing Taylor Davis. She started to cut to the basket, and the pass went behind her. She came back to get it. All eyes on Taylor Davis. Meanwhile, Jordan Anderson leaks down in inside the paint, and Davis saw her for what could have been an easy two, but it winds up Kayla Talbot's second foul. And Anderson sinks the first of two shots from the line to give her 6 points, leading the UV Storm. Second shot is good. So 3 for 4, she's nudged her average up to about 60% now. 19-17 the score. Both teams have had their leads. Woodard in the left baseline goes to, back out to Menina. The fake, the shot by Talbot, a little short, partially blocked. Manzanero with a rebound, missed it. Woodard off balance, falls down. Manzanero, though, had the ball. Menina for three, off the back of the rim. going for the rebound, Newman and Elliott. Elliott gets it for Unadilla Valley. Up the court comes Jordan Anderson. She knows Kayla Talbot's got two fouls. Oh, a screen by Elliott and a good one. Elliott for three from the right side. It's short. Who's got the ball? It's tapped up once, and Weidman out-hustles Woodard for the ball in the left, in that far corner. 2:15 to go and a fresh 30 seconds. 19-17, Lady Storm by two. Top of the key. Davis lifts it. Fly, and it's good! Taylor Davis with 2 3-pointers. Unadilla Valley does not live by the three at all, but Davis has made her last two attempts. And the largest lead for UV now is at 5 points, 22-17. They try to go backdoor for Newman. It's off of Lazarus, right back to Newman, and there's a lot going on the baseline. Let's see, referee and Brandy Backus conferring here. What's going on there? I don't know, but Unadilla Valley will play defense on this inbound play. Manzanero open for three. Big shot, she nails it. Casey Manzanero with her first three-pointer. She's got 10 points, and it's now 22-20 with a minute 34 to go. Talbot playing great defense on Anderson, forcing a turnover on a bad pass, and that is not the way that Anderson plays this game. So they got Jordan Anderson to make a rare mistake. Different kind of a lineup in there now for Unitigo as Foster's on the bench. They swing it around. Unitigo, very good ball movement. Manzanero left side for three, and it's good! And Unitigo takes the lead! Oh, man, this is everything I was hoping it would be, a championship game in every respect. Manzanero with 2 3-pointers in a row. She's got the Baker's dozen, 13 points, 23-22. Six-point run on shots for Unitigo. Anderson at the elbow gives it up to Davis. No, Menina with quick hands to make the steal. Up, gets it back from Manzanero. So number 22 with the blonde locks coming up past the Unitigo Spartans circle at half court. Talbot fakes to the left, passes to the right. Now they swing it back to Manzanero. Pass. Oh, nice pass to Woodard, but she can't hit the shot. Rebounded by Jen Elliott, 23-22 with 20 seconds to go. Anderson got the ball stolen again. Nice hands by Cassidy Newman this time. 10 seconds to go. Spartans should take the lead into the locker room. Woodard back to Talbot, 6 seconds to go. Talbot at the baseline. Back to Menina. She's going to fire for three. It's good! And the buzzer sounds! And Unitigo scores the last 9 points of the quarter and the half to go from 22-17 down to 26-22 ahead. Fantastic first half for both sides, but the Spartans catch the mojo at the end, and they lead by four, 26-22. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Maravido have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravido people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravido, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back, Unitigo. The gym is lit up with excitement here, especially down the stretch when Casey Manzanero and Sarah Menina nailed three-point shots three times in a row, especially the one by Menina at the buzzer to make it a 26-22 Unitigo lead over Unadilla Valley, who had led 22-17 moments before that. Our halftime show on WCDL brought to you by Maravito Energy Products. And they're delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service and have been doing so for 85 years. The phone number memorized from birth, I think, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. So thank you to Maravito again for sponsoring tonight's halftime, which after I give the quick scoring recap is going to be a lot of fun. Here we go. Unitigo has Casey Manzanero, 13 points, 2 3-pointers, 3 for 4 from the line. After that, it's a balanced effort as normal. Robin Foster with 2 buckets for 4. Courtney Bullis at a key jumper for 2. Sarah Menina with that buzzer beater with 3. Cassidy Newman and Marissa Woodard each with a basket for 2. They are 3 for 4 from the foul line, all off of Casey Manzanero. For Unadilla Valley, Taylor Davis has the 2 3-pointers in their book. She's got 8 points overall to lead the Lady Storm. Jordan Anderson got off to a slow start, but she's got 7 points, hit 2 baskets in a row, 2 for 2 from the line. So 6 of her 7 coming in the second quarter. Corinne Izzard, 1 for 2 from the line. Morgan Weidman hit 2 baskets in the first quarter as they caught up from that 7-1 deficit, and that's about where we stand. Overall, they are 4 for 6 from the free throw line and 2 3-pointers. Neither team really living by the 3, but tonight they're getting their crowd going with some good long-range shooting. All right, time of the year that we honor the Super Bowl, and I've interviewed everyone from sixth graders to cheerleaders to wrestlers to track people to people who know nothing about football but get a 1 in 2 chance of getting it right. But for the third year in a row, I've got one young man who's tried this. This will be his third year trying it. He's been wrong twice. But we'll leave the names out of it to protect. We'll talk to him in a minute. But Unitigo boys seem to always wind up in this spot for the last 2 years. But that's the last 3 years. That's good. We got Quinn Barnhart and Tyler Butler, who are probably tired from last night's game. Are you guys all right today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. When you're on the radio, you put the microphone up to your mouth. And you don't nod your head. Okay, good. All right, we got that straight. All right, Quinn, first of all, you're both seniors, so we get to talk about your plans. I heard baseball last night. Where are you looking to go?
I'm not really sure yet. I'm in between a few, so.
Okay, but baseball is the key? Okay. So you don't want to play intramural basketball and your spin moves and all that stuff and make it happen?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay, all right. You can't ever lose basketball. Yeah. You look like you have fun out there.
Yeah.
All right, so Super Bowl time. Two teams that might not have been expected at the beginning of the year to be here, but we've got lots of backstories. We got the San Francisco 49ers and the Baltimore Ravens. First of all, do you have a fan loyalty, not to either one of those teams necessarily, but to any team? Are you a Giants fan, a Jets, Bills? Well, I'm a Jets fan.
You're a Jets fan? Nothing wrong with that. Same colors as the Unitas Spartans here. But, okay, so the Jets obviously fizzled, and we never got to Tebow. But, so are you? So do you stay with the AFC in this, or what do you do? Where are you going?
I'm going to have to say it's going to be a Harbaugh that wins it.
Oh, yes, the obvious. Okay. And the son of Mr. and Mrs. Harbaugh will be the winning coach. I got that. Now, give me a winning team.
I'm going to have to say the Ravens.
Ravens? Yep. You got a reason why?
I think Ray Lewis's last year, he's going to be fired up, and he's going to want it more than anything.
Okay, number 52 is going to be an animal. All right, and you got a predicted score.
27-26.
27-26. I got to write this down. Oops, my pencil busted. All right, 27-26, Baltimore Ravens. All right, now it's time for the one and only Tyler Butler, who 2 years ago picked the Steelers emphatically to beat the Packers. That didn't happen. Last year, while everybody picked the Giants, he stood by the Patriots. I'm leaving it up to you. You first of all, where are you looking to go? Do you have college plans?
I'm looking to go to college between three different schools, Utica, Hartwick, and Alfred State.
Okay, and football's in your plans?
Definitely.
Okay. Had a very good season this year, and I actually listened to that last game where your trick play wound up being nullified.
It wasn't
and
a trick.
I was I was raking leaves, and I stopped what I was doing because I couldn't believe what I was hearing. But I've heard many stories about that. But all right, let's go to the Super Bowl now. Who do you got as a winner?
I'm gonna have to pick the 49ers.
Okay.
Just because Quinn picked the Ravens.
Yeah, and your reputation's on the line. What's the winning score?
Winning score is gonna be 31-27.
So either way, 27 points scored by the Ravens. In one side, they're going to win, and one side, they're going to lose. You got a reason why the 49ers are going to win?
I don't think the Ravens' defense is going to be able to keep up with Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick, I've been reading his backstory. He's an amazing guy. He knew in fourth grade he wanted to be an NFL quarterback. And there were five other guys picked ahead of him in the 2011 draft, but yet here he is still playing. But you got to like it because he's a runner and a thrower and the whole thing. Yeah, I got it.
My kind of style.
Yeah, your kind of style. All right, well, guys, I wish we had Phil and the rest of the guys here, but you guys held up the flag for Unitigo, and now you guys will face the winner of tonight's game with Green and Oxford. Do you guys get anybody over there scouting? Or
no.
Is Coach Knight
over
there?
Our coach has seen him enough times.
Oh, okay. All right, because Tim Davis with Oxford was here last night. They were talking about you guys.
Oxford.
So
our coach is right there. So.
Okay. Okay. All right, well, best of luck to you guys as seniors. It's been fun. It's been a fun ride watching you guys play ball the last 3 years, especially basketball. I know you want to get back to SUNY Oneonta and then beyond and the sectionals. I want you there, too, so let's see what happens. And thanks for being good sports tonight.
All right, thank you.
Tyler Butler, Quinn Barnhart. All right. So one wants to go baseball, one wants to go football, one picks the Baltimore Ravens, one picks the 49ers. But when it's really important, they're teammates on the basketball floor. All right, quick break. We'll come back, and we'll have the second half, Unitigo, Unadilla Valley, live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, one bottle is gone of water. One bottle now has been opened. So it's a two-bottle night, no doubt about it. And Unadilla Valley squandered their first chance getting in the offense for this game, just as Unitigo did in the second quarter. So now they've got the ball. Unitigo going to my right. Lady Storm now picking up into more of a man-to-man defense as Sarah Menina drives in hard, misses it. Robin Foster says, I still want that ball, but she put it up and missed it. Weidman hustling for the ball, gives it off to Jordan Anderson. Her team trailing by four after leading by five. It was a nine-point run, all on three-pointers. Morgan Weidman from the foul line missed it. Rebound Marissa Woodard, who gets to start in the second half. Remember, Michaela Reynolds, as a senior, got the honor to start and did a nice job in her time there, and she'll be coming off the bench, I'm sure, in the second half.
I have the feeling there's going to be a lot of bench participation tonight. These girls are going 100%. Menina, nice play to get into the key. The left side for Foster. Missed it. Woodard with a rebound out to Menina for three. This time no good. Woodard tries to put it back up and can't hit it. And the ball trickles off of Foster's hands into Jordan Anderson's hands. She comes down the court to Taylor Davis. Left side, 6-footer, good. Taylor Davis hits double figures with that awesome feed from Jordan Anderson. She stopped. She popped and she hit it. 26-24, a minute and a half already into the third quarter. Still people filing in after the halftime break. 26-24, Unitigo. Menina drives hard and hits the deck hard. And there's a tie-up. That will be Unitigo's ball. So with 6:13 left, the clock finally stopping. Neither team with anybody more than two fouls. Corinne Izzard has two for UV. Robin Foster and Kayla Talbot have two each for Unitigo. Talbot with the ball. She's wide open right side, just inside the three-point line, but missed it. Went for a rebound, but Jordan Anderson blocked her out. There's a three-on-two. Somebody's open, but nope, they won't get a chance to take a fast break shot. Anderson now guarded by Talbot. That's been a good matchup all night. Down low for Amanda Off. The right side seems to be her place. Amanda Off held to 2 points in the first half. Scores from the right side. And that makes a tie of 26 all. So the game of swing points, no doubt about it. And a quick timeout asked for by, I believe it was Unitigo. Yep, and it's a full timeout. So we normally would tease the next games. The next games right now are unknown. They're TBA. I can tell you the date is Thursday. Next Thursday, February the 7th, that will be the girls' MAC semifinal. The winner of this game will host Bainbridge Guilford. Well, I think they're back to letting the JVs play. They weren't going to do that, but they're letting the JVs play the crossover game with the same varsity teams. So it'll be either Unitigo or Una de la Valle hosting Bainbridge Guilford. And it will be Harpersville, the number two seed, with two losses. Nobody can be any better than that, so two losses there. And they will visit, the three seed, Harpersville, they will visit the team who does not win this game. Don't want to say loser. That's just not right to say loser tonight. But Harpersville will visit that team. So if Unitigo wins, Harpersville visits UV. If Unadilla Valley wins, Harpersville visits Unitigo. Remember last year, Unitigo was the 2 seed and lost to Oxford, the 3 seed, in an upset, overtime upset, which put Oxford at SUNY Oneonta. Unitigo does not want any of that. They want to get to SUNY Oneonta and see if they can, this senior class that's been together for so long, can put it in for a W and a championship. So Unitigo coming out of the timeout with the basketball. 26 all tie. Foster, nice screen and a layup by Kayla Talbot off the left side. Kayla Talbot's first basket. Points for her are literally a bonus. Not that she's not capable, but her job is to stop Jordan Anderson. Davis through a double team, not quite. Manzanera with a steal going up against Jen Elliott. Nice pass off to Michaela Reynolds. The bank shot, no good. She hits the floor. She came in for Woodard moments ago off the timeout. Off. Spin move with a left hand. Missed it. Spinning out, and it's to Davis now on the offensive rebound. That same little six-footer is up and good. Davis with 12 points. Tied again at 28. This is the sixth tie of the ball game. Michaela Reynolds for three. Bangs off the backboard. Manzanero and Elliott on the floor wrestling for the ball. Check that. Amanda Off and Casey Manzanero on the floor wrestling for the ball. It's a possession arrow in favor of UV. Jen Elliott, Jordan Anderson, Taylor Davis, Morgan Weidman, and Amanda Off wearing the purple and white right now for Una de la Valle. Amanda Off playing the high post right now. Sets the screen. Davis, 16-footer right side. This time no good. Rebound to Talbot. Talbot up the left side of center. Backs up a bit. Anderson guarding her, and UV has decided they are going to play man-to-man defense. Manzanero off the double team. Can't hit the shot. Gets her own rebound.
tenacious pass across court to Reynolds. Picked up by Weidman. Coming across the key is Manzanero, and there's a push there. And the nice thing about that, Janelli gets called for the foul, but she helps Manzanero up. And that it gets the tip of the hat. Jen Elliott with her first foul. Neither team shot a lot of free throws, and neither team went in the bonus. Manzanero, right side, just inside three-point line. It's a two for sure for number 2-2, Sarah Menina. 5 points for Menina. Back to a Unitigo lead of 30-28. Anderson with a carry, and that's one of the few times I've seen an official call Jordan Anderson on that carry. She's playing it off her hip, which is what you see the guys do in the NBA, and they don't get called for it. So a lot of school kids think they shouldn't be called for it either. Menina stops at half court but passes to Robin Foster, who jets out there. Now Reynolds for three, and it's short. Rebound, nice rebound formed by Foster. Off the left side, no good. Gets it on the right side, no good. Blocked by Amanda Off. So that's going to keep it Unitigo's ball. 3:18 to go. This game is going so fast. It's already late stages of the third quarter, and it's not even 10 after 8. It's Talbot. Couple of dribbles. Down low for Michaela Reynolds. She's caught in the paint. Might be called for three. She did get called for 3 seconds. That moment of indecision makes the coach cringe. You got to do something with the ball. You cannot hesitate in the paint. 30-28, though. Unitigo leads by two. Unadilla Valley with the basketball. They've tied it several times. There's a pass broken up by Manzanero, recovered by Foster, and off into the sure hands of Sarah Menina. Up the floor she comes, long pass to Talbot. Talbot, 16-footer from the left side, missed it. Rebound, Manzanero, bank shot, good, and she's fouled. You hear the crowd noise. Clock stops with 2:44 to go. And the foul on Jen Elliott, her second in this quarter. 32-28, Manzanero with team high and game high 15 points. Make it 16. She's 4 for 5 from the foul line. 33-28, 5-point lead. They led by as much as 6 when it was 7-1. UV came back to take the lead. There's Elliott for 3, off the back of the rim and in the front of the rim, and then it's loose, and it's saved by Manzanero. Jen Elliott had a good look at that basket from the top of the key. Talbot. Now in a 1-4 offense. Foster comes out to get the ball to the right side for Reynolds. Fakes the three. Goes to Talbot. Talbot looks inside. Passes outside. Reynolds back to Menina. Top of the key. Guarded by Davis this time. Now into Foster. And she's fouled. Off. Tries for the block. And Foster gets two at the line. Amanda Off with only her first foul. So you may or may not be able to hear. Hopefully you can't, but we got protesting calls from both sides, let's say. So at the line is Robin Foster to shoot two. Her shot is off the back of the rim. Free throws have not been plentiful tonight. Robin Foster from the line this year, just 9 for 20. That's 45%. And it dips a bit now without miss. Unitigo up by 5. If she makes it, it ties for their largest lead. Second shot is indeed good. 5 points for Robin Foster. And the lead grows to 6 points, 34-28. After a nice run by UV to take a 22-17 lead, it's been mostly Unitigo. There's Amanda Off with a turnaround shot and a foul. UV doesn't take long to get back. Foul on Robin Foster, and that's big news because that's her third. So Amanda Off, who's been held to 4 points tonight, gets her first try at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. So I take that back. She's got 6 points, make it 7 as she makes the one shot she was given. The old-fashioned three-point play. So trying to protect Robin Foster's eligibility, she sits down, and Cassidy Newman goes in. It is Talbot
And back to his own, go to the Lady Storm. Talbot, they're going to give her a shot. She doesn't take it. Manzanero, baseline, and a hanging jumper. You don't see that in girls basketball much, but Casey Manzanero does exactly that against a double team, no less. It's 36-31. Amanda Off driving in on Newman. She lost the ball a little bit. There goes Corinne Izzard. Bounce pass to Off, and it's a three-second violation. I swear I have not seen this many three-second calls in a game in about 10 years. There's been 4 3-second violations tonight. I haven't had 4 all season. 36-31. Referees are looking. They're scrutinizing the paint, no doubt about it. It is Talbot with a pass that Menina almost got stolen away. Wide open, Talbot, left side, 18 feet away. Around the rim, no good. Manzanero tries to keep it alive. There's going to be a push somewhere. Oh, they're going to call it on Jordan Anderson. That's her first. Wait, check that. 24, Cassidy Newman. My mistake. I saw a 2 and I thought a 3. I can't count the fingers. My bad. 36-31. Less than a minute to go in the third quarter already. Driving Davis at the foul line. Puts it up. And she continues to have a hot hand. 3 baskets in this quarter. She leads the team with 14. 36-33. Wide open, Michaela Reynolds for 3, and she hits it for Unitigo. Big basket for Michaela Reynolds, her first of the game. That is the 4th three-pointer for the Lady Spartans, up by 6 with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. UV not panicking. Anderson drives in against Newman, missed a shot. There's a putback by Amanda Off, and it's good. So Amanda Off with 9 points. It's 39-35. Unitigo with the ball and the lead with 9 seconds to go. Bounce pass to Manzanero. The give and go to Menina. Into the corner for Reynolds. Can she make it again from 3? No. This is too long. Out of bounds. 1 second on the old-fashioned score clock. And UV's literally just going to have to throw it long. And there goes the buzzer. All right, folks. 39 rather to 35 in favor of Unitigo. So we've got a fourth quarter that is bound to be exciting with all kinds of drama and a full house with lots of crowd noise. So it's got all the makings of this regular season championship at stake. Unitigo 39, Unadilla Valley 35, live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCD.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, only 4 lead changes in this game, but 6 ties, 2 in each quarter. So we're looking forward to this fourth quarter to see who wins the regular season championship. Casey Manzanero gives the ball to Kayla Talbot. Nobody takes her, so she hits, tries the shot, missed it. Rebound, Corinne Izzard. They're leaving Talbot alone to shoot. She does have a basket, but it's 39-35 in favor of the Lady Spartans. Both teams scored 13 points in different ways in that quarter. Anderson around the screen, gives it to Off. Nice baseline drive ahead of Newman. Missed the shot, though, too hard. And Manzanero trying for the save. Off with the basketball, and there's a foul on the floor. Casey Manzanero trying to save the ball. But Cassidy Newman will get called for the foul, and that's her second foul. Both teams with just 3 team fouls in this half, so they've let the girls play for the most part. Anderson Goes to Amanda Off. She's in the left corner. Whoop, back out there to Izzard. She gave up her dribble, though, to make the save to Anderson. She sees a little bit of room and misses the layup, though. Amanda Off with the rebound. She missed it. Everybody's tapping it around. Izzard draws the foul. And I think that's going to be three on Newman. Foul will be on Cassidy Newman. As Corinne Izzard comes to the line to shoot two shots, she's 1 for 2 from the line, 1 point on the evening. She had two quick fouls. Hits the first shot. Here comes Robin Foster into the game, replacing Cassidy Newman, who has the look of disappointment on her face as the ball just got batted around and batted around before that play was made. Second shot is good. So 3 for 3 on the line for UV players in the second half. 2 for 3 for Utatigo in the second half. Free throws are going to be, they're either going to start really coming or they're going to be that few and far between again, and everyone counts. Here comes Manzanero driving in. Lost her balance, but got the shot. Casey Manzanero leading this team offensively with 20 points. Nobody else with more than 5. That's usually the way they win their games, but it's not like Casey scores them all. 5 points for Foster, 2 for Talbot, 2 for Bullis, 3 for Reynolds on a three-pointer, 5 for Menina, and 2 for Newman and Woodard. 41-37, UV gets the inbounds. Off, right off the inbounds, cannot hit, and Foster rebounds. That was a set play. She catches and shoots in one motion. In the corner is Talbot. Bounce pass to the baseline for Foster. Then Reynolds inside. Missed it. Gets her own rebound. And there's a tie-up as she brought the ball down and Amanda Off grabbed it too. Unitigo maintaining their 4-point lead. 6:16 to play in this game. Perhaps longer. Don't know. It is Jen Elliott, Jordan Anderson, Amanda Off, Taylor Davis and Kareen Izzard for Unadilla Valley, who start with 3 girls on the baseline, and then they pop out and start their offense. Down low for Amanda Off. She fakes, goes up baseline. Nice play. And Foster was simply trying not to get into a foul situation. 11 points for Amanda Off. 2 players on this Storm team in double figures now. Talbot wide, wide open. They're giving her space. Drive passes down for Foster. She's trapped along the baseline. Reynolds, nice fake and a shot high off the glass. No good. Izzard with a rebound. Right off to Anderson, and Anderson hit by Michaela Reynolds, who commits her first foul. 5:35 to go in this one. 41-39. Not a bonus yet. Unitigo defensively with Talbot, Menina, Manzanero, Reynolds, and Foster. The smaller lineup in there. Jordan Anderson to the left wing. That's Taylor Davis' spot. Guarded by Menina. Wide open. Elliott for 3. Too hard. And battle for the ball. Menina and Davis going after it. Davis much taller. But they say Menina touched it last. So Amanda Off this time. They're going to do a different inbounds play. I think they're looking for Jordan Anderson. But no, they loft it out to Taylor Davis. Guarded by Menina. Puts it up and is fouled. Never gets near the basket as Menina hooks the arm. That'll be 1 on Sarah Menina. 41-39 the score. Unitigo by 2. So Spencer, New York, we mentioned them. I think we heard from some other folks. Not sure where I kept my notes for that one. Sorry, Joe. Oh, yes, I do. The Villages in Florida rooting for Unitigo. We've got Elmira logging on. Otigo, thank you. And New Berlin, thank you. Second shot is good. So the first one missed, the second one made by Taylor Davis. It's a 1-point game. 5:13 left, 41 Unitigo, 40 for Unadilla Valley. Reynolds guarded by Anderson. There's a wide open Robin Foster. She's going to drive in, lost the ball, but foul is called. Is that on Off or Izzard? That's on Izzard. That's her third. So she's the first one on UV with 3 fouls. Unitigo's got Robin Foster with 3 fouls. 5:05 on the clock. Talbot will inbound.
fresh 30-second clock, too. Menina gets the inbound. Guarded by Davis. Off the foot of Anderson, trying to deflect the pass, and that goes way down to the other end. Gives these kids a break for a second. New Berlin. Okay, logging on from New Berlin. This is Unadilla Valley, who plays in New Berlin. And Greg Bonskowski finally breaks the no timeout thing. He's going to call it first. 5:02 to play. Unitico by 1, 41-40. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Casey Manzanero inbounds game. Kayla Talbot. We're back to live action with just under 5 minutes to go in this ballgame. Sarah Menina hoisting for three, but it's short. Battle for the ball, and it's Anderson. Anderson might have gotten away with a double dribble there. No harm, no foul. Three-pointer by Davis. It's good! Taylor Davis strings the nets again. She's got 18 points, and UV is now taking the lead. 43-41, Kayla Talbot around the screen, gets the ball. The Manzanero wide open is Reynolds for three, and it's off the back of the rim, rebounded by Amanda Off. Couple of dribbles and a long pass to Izzard. Izzard passes to Davis at a nice feed, but she's too hard on the shot. And now from behind, Robin Foster contends the shot by Amanda Off and commits her fourth foul. So once again, Coach Bonskowski at a crossroads here. Does he take her out with 4:19 to go, or does he keep her in? Amanda off at the line with UV holding a two-point lead. It is up, and it is good. Well, the decision has been made. First of all, Marissa Woodard checks in for Unitigo. And Emily Converse, a sophomore who has not played yet until now, comes in for Taylor Davis to probably give her a breather. Off second shot, no good. Woodard with a rebound. Goes to Kayla Talbot. 4:17 to go, and it's a 44-41 lead now for Unadilla Valley Lady Storm. That could be tied. Oh, back door for Menina. They forced it, and a pickoff by Izzard. Off to Anderson, two on one. Anderson, the stop, gives it to Emily Converse, left side, layup is good! Emily Converse, off the feed from Jordan Anderson, and it's a five-point lead, tied for their largest of the game. 3:51 to go, 46-41, UV Storm lead by five. Talbot, wide open, she'll take a two, short. Izzard going to let it go. Wasn't a bad shot selection by Kayla Talbot by any means. Just didn't go, and the UV Storm now, a quarter of the crowd excited. 3:39 to go, timeout on the floor, 46-41, Lady Storm by five. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, what a difference a few points could make in a team's psyche, because Unadilla Valley, who was just fit to be tied because they could not get over the hump that Unitigo had established the four-point lead, they were down 41-37 and have scored the last 9 points. Jen Elliott, Jordan Anderson, Emily Converse, Corinne Izzard, and Amanda Off in the lineup for UV on the offense. 3:35 to go in this game. A weak bounce pass to Converse.
Now it's Elliott for three, and it's short. Rebound. Woodard finally picks it up off the floor after several players combined to clash into each other. Manzanero in a triple team. Draws the foul. She'll get two shots. This foul is on Amanda Off, and that's her second foul. Manzanero at the line with a game-high 20 points. She is 4-for-5 from the foul line. And a respectful Jim listens as the first shot is good. 3:18 left. Student section for Unitigo, not normally this vocal for a girls' game, are into it. 46-42. Manzanero's second shot is off the back iron. Oh, and Casey trying to get the rebound. Jen Elliott had her blocked out. That's a foul on Casey, but only her second. She's another one that can get a couple of fouls quickly. 3:17 left, and with that foul, it makes number 7, and that means Jen Elliott not only was fouled, but she's going to go for a 1-and-1 opportunity. She has not scored tonight. First shot, no good. Rebound Manzanero. So it's Sarah Menina to Kayla Talbot, who give her all kinds of room. She'll take it again. Way off the mark. Rebound Amanda Off. The strategy for UV right now seemingly working, letting Kayla Talbot have any shot she wants within 15 feet out. Around the screen, Davis for three. Short and out of bounds. 46-42. 2:50 to play. Looks like another timeout asked for. Coach Brandy Backus. We talked about the Villages checking in. Elmira, the Villages in Florida, that is. They're rooting for Unitigo. Folks in Otigo, folks in New Berlin. And the big Taylor Davis fan down there in Palm Bay, Florida, saying, go UV and go Taylor Davis. It really, I don't know if it's an ego thing, but I really love to, that's one of my favorite parts of streaming live, seeing where people are streaming live from. And I'm sure in Florida it's a lot warmer than it is here. Although earlier this week, 60 degrees. Are you kidding me? So 2:50 to play in this one. 46-42, Uta de la Valle holds a 4-point lead. Unitigo has led their share, and so has UV. The last time this game was tied was at 28. The last lead Unitigo had was 41-40. So now Unitigo has the ball. They've got to come full court. Trailing by 4. Manzanero, Menina, Foster's back in there. Reynolds and Talbot. Reynolds at the top of the key. Holding out of the ball. Now there's Foster. Foster at the elbow. Down low for Talbot. Ball picked off. Here comes Anderson. Can Reynolds catch her? She does. And the shot is missed. Amanda Off cannot hit it. But there's a foul on the rebound shot. I'd be interested to know. Who's that it? Oh, that's Casey Manzanero, and that is 3 on Casey. They contested the shot several times, and the whistle blew, and I never heard the whistle, to be honest with you. Off with her second series of free throws in this quarter. First one is short. Well, she hit her first two, but now she's missed her last two. Storm trying to up their lead. Amanda Off, shooting righty. Up and good. So she's got the Baker's dozen. Davis with 18, Off with 13. Jordan Anderson surprisingly held to 7 points and nothing in the second half, but her team's winning by 5 and she'll take it. Here's Reynolds to Foster. Foster driving hard and shoots and it gets blocked and it's recovered by Amanda Off, and I think there's a foul, and that's going to be, or is it a turnover? Simply a turnover. Yep, it's just a turnover. I thought maybe Foster picked up her 5th, but there's no foul called on that. No foul, out of bounds. UV ball, up by 5. 47-42, 2:12 to go. Remember, this does not win the championship. The tournament will be finished at SUNY Oneonta next Saturday, or 2 weeks from Saturday. And there's a bang-bang play on the far side. I should not have been talking about the tournament because a long pass for Amanda off, and Robin Foster tried to steal it and sneak in front of her, but she gets called for her fifth foul. So Robin Foster with yet another Herculean effort on the boards. But as has happened several times in this season, she has fouled out. And that will bring Cassidy Newman out. Cassidy's got three, so she'll be on the floor. No more Robin Foster. She'll finish with 5 points. They go with Menina, Manzanero, Newman, Talbot, and Reynolds. And the gym is, for the one of the few times, gotten quiet again. 2:01 on the clock, folks. 47-42, UV with the lead, and now a 1-1 for Amanda off. It's up, and it's no good. The ball's tipped, and Reynolds gets it for Unitigo. Well, now under 2 minutes, and the Spartans need points in a hurry. Manzanero going to drive and stop, and no, passes to Newman. And is fouled as she puts up a shot. UV fans are screaming for travel or an offensive foul. And both sets of fans are now really starting to get on my nerves because neither team can be at fault here. They've been calling it even all night. I'm not judging the calls. I'm just judging the amount of calls, and it's pretty even. So at the line, Cassidy Newman, and the foul is on Jordan Anderson. Shot is up and good. That's what counts right there. Cassidy Newman hitting the first free throw. She'll get another one. The foul on Jordan Anderson, her first. Down by four. Need this one to go down three and make it a one-possession game, but it's short. Rebounded by Izzard. So now with a minute 48, Unitigo's got to have a stop. And the Lady Storm probably want to run a little clock on this. They're going to run a motion offense. Spartan staying man-to-man. Davis on the right wing. Around the screen comes Jen Elliott. She's got the ball at the top of the key. They give her a little bit of space. Now to Anderson. Down low to Amanda off. Her favorite move, the spin move to the right. And she's fouled. That's going to be four on Casey Manzanero. And as much as she's trying to help inside for Newman and Reynolds, she's now finding herself with four fouls. At the line, again, Amanda off. Up and good. Well, she missed the last 1-1. Makes this one. 14 points, and now 15 points for Amanda off. 49-43. Two-possession game with a minute 27. They don't necessarily have to force a three-pointer yet. But they go to Reynolds for three. Can she hit it? She does! And the clock is stopped. Big shot there, Michaela Reynolds, senior in her final home game of the regular season. Nails a key bucket, 49-46 of the timeout on the floor. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, as someone who just recently turned 55, I can't really laugh about senior citizens at this point, but I got to say, we've got a lot of people logging on from places that are known for having senior citizens live there, like the Villages in Florida. Now we get Titusville, Florida rooting for UV and Baltimore, Maryland rooting for UV down the stretch here. Big shot by Michaela Reynolds to make it a three-point game. 49-46 with a minute 13 to go. The next foul for you by Unitigo is going to be an automatic two. So do they know who can shoot free throws and who can't? But I'll tell you what, Jordan Anderson will have the ball in her hand 80% of the time. And Jen Elliott catches a pass from Anderson, and it's another timeout by Brandy Backus. It's a short one, so we'll stay right here. But, yes, so we've got more UV fans logging on. What took you folks so long, huh? Just kidding. Baltimore, Maryland, and Titusville, Florida, logging on, rooting for Unadilla Valley. I'm rooting for a good finish here. 49-46, exactly a minute on the old-fashioned score clock here. This is great. There's no tenth of a second. It's going to be a tick of a clock or nothing. So 49-46, UV has led most of the fourth quarter. Unitingo took a 39-35 lead into the fourth quarter. But Amanda off inside and Taylor Davis outside have been the strength right now from the scoring department. Anderson to inbound, goes to Davis in some heat. Double team, back to off. Down low for Anderson, who's wide open inside. Oh, it spins out, but she's fouled. Oh, my goodness. Jordan Anderson, they reversed roles. That's a foul on Kayla Talbot, her third. But Amanda Off, who's normally in the low post, was up playing the point. And Jordan Anderson, who's normally playing the point, was down to the low post. They caught her, and she drew the foul. 54 seconds to go. The shot is good by Jordan Anderson. Her first point of the second half. And this is a girl who tends to shoot 14 to 16 free throws a game. 50-46, two-possession game. It's up, and it's up and good a second time. It went in, came back out off the backboard, and went back in. 51-46, 51 seconds to go. Talbot fakes the three. Menina backs it up to Manzanero around the screen. She goes up and is fouled. Manzanero will get two, and that better yet for Unitinga right now, the clock stops with 43 seconds to go. The foul is on Korean Izzard, her fourth. And so, the final 43 seconds. Unitingo needs to climb a five-point hill, and they get a chance here with Casey Manzanero. First shot is good, and it's a 1-1. Casey still the leading scorer in this game with 22 points. Taylor Davis with 18, and Amanda Off with 15, leading the way for the Lady Storm. 51-47, second shot is short. The ball is in the hands of Jordan Anderson. Four-point game, still a two-possession deal. Elliott, cross-court pass to a wide-open Corinne Izzard, and that basket could seal the deal. Corinne Izzard's first field goal of the night, 53-47, largest lead of the game, and a runner that saw Casey Manzanero get tripped almost went in. Fouls on Amanda Off, her third. So Casey at the line again. She'll get two shots this time. 53-47, UV by six. Largest lead they've had in this game. Shot is up and good. So do you deliberately miss it, or do you try to make it and put the press on or call a timeout? We'll see. 25 seconds left. Shot is up, and it is... Oh, it leans on the rim and goes in. 24 points, 53-49, and sure enough, Coach Bonskowski calls a timeout. We'll step away for a bit. 53-49, Unitigo trailing by four, and we'll play defense on the Lady Storm. When we come back, you're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert Zeitkamp Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. It's still anybody's game. At this point, still anybody's game, and being on the home floor in senior night, Unitigo just might find the wherewithal, but Corinne Izzard's doing a high five with Jen Elliott. I tell you what, her basket, her only basket of the game, a big one as Unitigo flooded their man-to-man defense on the ball handler. Izzard was open, and on the left side, she put it up with the right hand. Technically, that's not the right thing to do, but it worked for her. All right, 25 seconds to go, and sure enough, it's a 1-4 offense up and the press by Unitigo. Anderson is dribbling around and will be fouled by Sarah Menina, her second foul. And that is a typical way that Unadilla Valley handles this pressure situation. Get the ball to Jordan Anderson, let her handle it, let her get to the line, and let her shoot the free throws. So 9 points for Anderson tonight, 5 for 6 from the line. It is two shots. Up and no good. Well, that's what Unitigo needs. She can make this one, and they still need to make a 2 and a 3 just to tie it, but they're trying to think of all the possibilities, all the combinations, who's got how many timeouts left. There has been a lot of explaining to the officials, or by the officials, by the coaches, whatever, and that's the game within the game, as you know. 20 seconds on the clock. Anderson with a second shot coming up. Her team leads by 4. It's up and it's good. 20 seconds to go. The give and go to Manzanero. Manzanero straight up. She's going to drive in and go for the foul. And if she made it, it would have been super fantastic. She'll get 2 shots anyway. But the official seemed to blow the whistle before the shot was even taken. So I don't know if he was anticipating or what, but that took 6 seconds off the clock. Big 2 shots here for Casey. Shot is up and good. A lot of pressure for these kids to shoot free throws at this time of the game. Manzanero, one of those seniors undecided on the future for colleges and major. It's up and it is good. I don't think coach has any more timeouts. And they're going to foul. Menina's going to foul Anderson again. It's a 3-point game now with 12 seconds to go. So 4 seconds went off the clock. Or check that, 2 seconds went off the clock. I'm so not used to seeing whole seconds. I'm used to seeing tenths of a second. Love this score clock. It was here when they built the school. Well, not quite. All right, Anderson at the line. Misses this one. All right, well, this is a key shot right here. Because if she misses and Unitico gets the rebound, they got to come down and shoot a 3. Will it be Reynolds? Will it be Menina? She did a buzzer beater at the half. Second shot is up, and it's no good. Off, and Manzanero, a possession arrow, but it's in the arrow pointing Unitico. 12 seconds to go. Here comes the finish, everybody. 54-51. Manzanero, guarded by Elliott, gives it off to Talbot. Talbot. 5 seconds to go. Manzanero puts it up for 3 but is fouled, and she's shooting now. Does she shoot 3 free throws or does she shoot 2? Is that shooting 3 or is that before a shot was taken? They're not telling us yet. The referee has not decided. Was she shooting or was she not? They'll shoot 2. Oh. With 2 seconds to go. All right, here's where you go into your deliberate miss thing. You got to make the first one. You got to make the first one and then miss directly on the second one and hope that your teammate can get it in the in there. And Manzanero, Casey Manzanero, with a phenomenal free throw mark tonight. She's got 27 points. Now 2 seconds to go. She's got to miss it on purpose, and when it only hits the backboard... When it only hits the backboard, you can't make that count, or you can't keep the ball. 54-52. 2 seconds to go, and Brandi Backus calls timeout. And while the players didn't hear the whistle, Greg Bonskowski explaining all that. But at this time of the game, before the final buzzer sounds, 54-52 Unadilla Valley, let me just say that these girls have played phenomenal basketball tonight. They played it hard. They played it all the way from start to finish. It's a 2-point spread right now. It could change if they play again at SUNY Oneonta, but I just want to tip my hat to both teams tonight, both coaches. And the effort tonight is exactly what I was hoping this game would be, a phenomenal effort. I didn't want it to be a runaway for either team. Neither team has led by more than 6 points tonight. 2 seconds to go along the baseline. They'll throw it long. Chance for an interception with 1 second to go. Well, they had a chance for an interception because the pass floated high instead of long. That foul was on Kayla Talbot, I believe, her fourth. Yep. So Anderson at the line to shoot two with 1 second to go. It's up and good. Well, that takes some of the pressure off of Jordan Anderson because she missed two in a row before this. And now everybody's quiet because the whistles are blowing. I think the referees need to make sure they know what's going on, and that's probably what they were doing. All right. So nobody for UV except Jordan Anderson at the line. It goes up, and it's missed, and Talbot cannot fire it in time, and Unadilla Valley is regular season champions of the Mid-State Athletic Conference with a 55-52 victory, a hard-fought victory on senior night here at Unitigo. Phenomenal game. And again, just because there was a team that lost this game, these two teams could very well meet at SUNY Oneonta on Saturday afternoon, February 16th. Don't forget Harpersville and BG also in the mix. And when we sort this all out, we'll have our awards, and we will also, or I will also, try to get the coach of UV, Brandy Backus, and a couple of her players to help me out to talk about this game. It was a phenomenal game, to be sure, and one that I'm going to remember for a long, long time because neither team led by more than 6 points. Usually it was a 2-, 3-, and 4-point mix. We had the last tie at 28-all, and it really was a game that you could call, for all intents and purposes, a championship game. So we'll take the break to hear from our post-game sponsors, and when we come back, it will be the awards and the interviews for Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at mengeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Oh, almost had it. Almost everything added up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, my goodness. Almost all the free throws were taken in the fourth quarter by both teams. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. Well, catching our breath for sure. And we're going to have Brandy Backus coming up here, so I want to be ready for she and a couple of her players. Our post-game show on WCDO, brought to you by Meng Insurance, the Dynamic Defense Award. Meng Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Meng Insurance, we insure your life. By NBT Bank, with the Outstanding Offense Award tonight. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. I said all of the cliches before I took that break, but a 55-52 win for Unadilla Valley gives them the regular season Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship. Neither team led by more than six. We had 5 lead changes. We had 6 ties, the last one being 28-28. It was a game of swings, no doubt about it. It was a game of momentum. And in the end, tons of free throws, and for the most part, successful free throws. And I am joined by Coach Brandy Backus and a couple of her players. and I know by numbers who they are, so let's give it to the coach first, who didn't want to do this, but I said, if good things happen, you got to come up with your players, and we'll make it happen. First of all, very intense, a full crowd, you're on enemy turf tonight. You had a lot of comments from the crowd both ways. How do you as a coach, first of all, congratulations. Second of all, how do you get your girls to focus on just playing the game?
I mean, I
put it right here. There you
go. I called a couple timeouts, you know, and tried to keep them focused and everybody, you know, the crowd and and everybody's getting into it. But they've been in games like this quite a bit the last 2 years, and I think they really...
Experience on both sides. I mean, if you think about it, with the way Casey Manzanero, 27 points, you just couldn't stop her from the line or otherwise, but it was a game of momentum. But one thing that I thought was interesting, I've seen you play a couple of games, and I kind of see tendencies. You kind of switch some tendencies. I mean, there was one play where a man is out in the point guard, and Jordan's down in the low post, and she wound up, you know, drawing a foul. So is that kind of things you're trying to do, like, you know what I'm going to do, I know what you're going to do, but I'm still going to try to surprise you.
I mean, this late in the game, we've seen these teams so many times over the years, and, you know, they know we're going to look to get Jordan the ball no matter what. So if somebody else can step up and handle it and look for the open shots, then it's just better for us.
Well, speaking of that, with Jordan just 7 points in the first half and none in the third quarter, somebody really got hot. Why don't you give the mic over to that girl? In fact, you had somebody from Palm Bay, Florida, logging on tonight and listen to every shot you made. 18 points for Taylor Davis, 3 three-pointers. You guys are not a three-point shooting team by and large, right? You don't live for the three. It was given to you. Is that you have the green light to shoot on that, you think? I mean, coach says, yeah, go ahead and shoot it?
Yeah, she's never told me not to shoot. She always tells me that if I have a bad night, just keep shooting, and it'll fall. And tonight, it fell.
Did you feel, I mean, you scored in every quarter. You were one of the few people to do that. Did you feel like you liked these baskets and you were able to get your shot?
I just had the hot hand tonight.
Okay. But you, don't be nervous. It's something you can feel happy about. And here's Little Miss Foul Trouble here, Corinne Izzard. But like Coach Backus was saying, when Jordan has the ball in her hand, you expect her to do something, either shoot it, draw the foul, or pass the ball. You wound up with probably the basket of the game because nobody was on you at that time, and somebody saw you in time to make that lefty layup.
Correct. That was good pass.
It surprise you, or did it? You guys have worked together so much that you must have known.
Right. Okay. I think Jen just saw me wide open down there. It was a good look, and I made it.
Okay. Now, you guys aren't even done yet. I mean, this is just regular season. You still got a little four-team tournament to play here. So you guys will now play Bainbridge-Guilford again. You just played them the other day at your place again. And then, if you win that, then you play either, you know, this team again or Harpersville. Do you have a preference? Does your team have a preference? I'm sorry.
I think I'd rather play Unitego again, being that, well, either team, but Unitego probably.
Okay.
We are more mash up well with them, like height-wise, you know.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll leave it off with the coach one last time. And Brandy, again, congratulations. It's something you and I have talked off the air about, how you girls have worked on it, played together in the summer in the AAU and all these other things. Does a night like tonight just say, you know, all that work was worth it?
That's funny. That was my my pregame talk. All year long, this is what you play for, is a big game like this. And all the clinics, this is the game you always remember.
Okay.
And, all the clinics and AAU and Summer League, and you finally you get a big game and you come on top, and it's a good feeling.
And the fun part of this is you play again next Thursday, and then hopefully next Saturday, 2 weeks from tomorrow, actually. And now, with a bigger court, is that going to do anything for or against your team to play on a team or on a court that large?
I don't think so, really.
Okay.
If we get there, they'll be so amped up. I don't think it'll matter.
Well, tonight, you know, they average 45 a game. You average more like 55, somewhere in there. So it was more like to your liking that the game was ramped up a little bit.
Yeah,
points-wise,
we like
right?
to run,
yeah.
definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're a much better team.
High energy offense, no question about it. I'll ask you, this is a crazy question on officiating. You feel like it was called pretty evenly?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say good calls, bad calls, but it was called evenly. I mean, there was about the same amount of free throws. There was the same amount of calls.
Right.
So, I mean,
in the heat of the moment, everybody thinks that call is a bad call.
Right.
But, I mean, it is what it is, and, you know, the coaches really aren't going to do anything about it. You just, one of those things you just got to play through.
And in a setting like this, I mean, you hear it quite loud because it's such a compact gym. So, well, congratulations again. Taylor and Corinne, thank you very much for coming up, and maybe we'll talk to you later on in the season. Take care. All right, thank you to our coach, Brandy Backus, and our players, Taylor Davis and Corinne Izzard. I didn't want to tell her, but Taylor Davis is going to be a co. Again, we're splitting the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense tonight. Taylor Davis with 18 points. She hit 3 three-pointers, 1 for 2 from the line. When all else was lost for UV, seems like Taylor Davis came up spot on with the shots, and 18 points for her. And also for Unitigo, you can't deny Casey Manzanero. She carried this team on her back scoring-wise, 27 points, 11 for 15 from the foul line. I'm hoping Craig Stevens is okay with me doing this again, but Casey Manzanero and Taylor Davis will both win NBT Bank Outstanding Offense. Now, on the Unidevelli, let's go through the scoring first of all, then I'll do my defense. Emily Converse had that basket in the fourth quarter for 2. Corinne Izzard, 5 points, 3 for 4 from the line, and you heard about that big basket late in the game. Taylor Davis with 18. Jen Elliott, 0 for 1 from the field, from the line, no points. Amanda Off, 2 points in the first half, but almost her season average. She got 15 in the game, including 6 in that fourth quarter, and those were big baskets as well. Hannah Lazarus played but did not score. Morgan Weidman scored 2 baskets early. She finished with those 4 points. Jordan Anderson with 11 points, 7 for 12 from the foul line. She was held to just 2 baskets. And so once again, terrific effort for Anderson. She didn't have to score a lot, but she was the playmaker they needed. Got the ball where they had to be and got to the free throw line when they needed her there. So overall, I didn't make my totals. Where'd my pencil with the lead go? All right, here we go. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15. That doesn't make sense. It does make sense, I guess. 3 three-pointers. So 3, 39. 7 and 5 is 12, and 4 is 16. Yep, that's it. 16 for 12, 20, 22, 27. 16 for 27 from the line for 55 points. For Unitigo, Robin Foster with 5 points. She did foul out at a critical time in the game, and her defense obviously was lost or missed late in the game. Kayla Talbot did a great job guarding Jordan Anderson from start to finish. She finished with 2 points. Casey Manzanero, we mentioned, 27. She did it on 5 two-pointers, 2 three-pointers, 11 for 15 from the line, including the fourth quarter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 for 11 in the fourth quarter. For Courtney Bullis, a basket for 2 points. Michaela Reynolds with 2 big three-pointers, the last one bringing them to within 3. She finished with 6 points. By the way, she's going to SUNY Delhi to pursue their criminal justice program and run track, so good for her. Sarah Menina, another like Casey Manzanero, undecided. She finished with 5 points tonight. She never really got on track. Her three-pointer beat the buzzer in the second quarter. She added a basket in the third quarter. Perhaps some of her points lacking were a difference in the game. And Cassidy Newman with a basket and then a free throw in 2 tries for 3 points. Marissa Wooder with a basket for 2. They had 12 two-pointers, 5 three-pointers, 13 for 19 from the line. And as it turns out, the difference truly was from the line. UV was 16 for 27. Unitigo was 13 for 19. All right, so our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. The eligible folks are Kayla Talbot, of course, on her job on Jordan Anderson. Sarah Menina for her work. Again, she's another one that did not come off the floor. For Unadilla Valley, I'm looking at Amanda Off for her inside presence. And also for Corinne Izzard. She got in foul trouble, but she was a very effective player. And, in fact, I'm going to go with Amanda Off for this one. She got numerous rebounds, a few blocks. She stayed out of foul trouble. And Unitigo certainly had their share of offensive chances inside. And Amanda was not deterred. She stuck with it, and she did a fantastic job and will win our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. And again, NBT Bank Outstanding Offense, split by Casey Manzanero of Unitigo with a game-high 27, and Taylor Davis of Unadilla Valley with a team-high of 18. All right, that's our regular season, folks. What can we do for an encore? Well, how about semifinal action next Thursday? about a 7 o'clock, 7:15 start will either be here at Unitigo as they face the Harpersville Lady Hornets, or at Unadilla Valley as they face the Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats. I'm probably going to do Unitigo hosting Harpersville. I think that's the game to do here, and that'll be a 7 o'clock start on Thursday night. For the Friday night game, still undecided. It depends on Green and Oxford, and their wins tonight. Whoever wins becomes the third-place team. Whoever loses becomes the fourth-place team. If Green wins, they would play Unitigo here on Friday. If Oxford wins, they would play Unitigo here on Friday. Sydney will host the loser of that game between Green and Oxford. So that one is a TBA at this point. I'll let Joe know that. All right. I think that'll do it. Thanks again to Coach Brandy Backus and her players, Corinne Izzard and Taylor Davis. Thank you to Coach Greg Bonskowski for his statistics and for a great senior night. Boy, what a nice tribute to these seniors tonight. They have played together for 2, 3, sometimes 4 years. And like Brandy Backus said, when you're seniors, you get to this point, this is what you play for. You go to your senior leadership, and it worked tonight for both teams, really. It's a shame one team did have to fall short, but that's basketball, and that's why we play the game. So next week, redemption for Unitigo possibly, and keep on keeping on for Unadilla Valley. Congratulations to them on an 11-0 season. Unitigo ends the regular season at 10-1, and they both play on, of course, in the semifinals next week with the hope of playing on February 16th at the SUNY Oneonta Alumni Field House. I think that does it. Thanks to Joe Gardner. I thank Ben Howard, who gave me some of the track results, but they didn't post them. They didn't post a lot of them, so we only knew about two of them. Oh, wait a minute. I've got more. Hang on. Oh, we've got a ton of them here. All right. I'm not going to leave the air. Here we go. All right. Everybody knows Julia Knapp, who is a sophomore at BG, runs for BGA track. She was second in the long jump. Sydney's Katie Deshaw was fourth in the long jump, both Division II. Katie Nolan of BGA was sixth in the girls' 1,000-meter run in Division II. Dylan Thompson, UV will like to know this. Unadilla Valley, Division II, who placed third in the 1,000 for Division II. And Will Villano of Harpersville was fourth in that same race. And a good boy in Sydney, a nice young man, Aaron McCarroll, for Sydney, finished sixth in the Division II 55-meter dash. Katie Nolan of BGA also was sixth in the women's 600. Katrina Kilmer of Walton was third place in Division II 1500 race walk. In the 600 men's, or boys, Jeremy Floor of Green finished second. Dean Howard of Sydney finished third, and Robbie Burnett of BGA finished sixth. And to wrap it all up, Cole Matthews of Sydney, who's the son of football coach Jeff Matthews, finished fifth place in Division II pole vault in the boys' competition. So congratulations to those sectional place winners that are going on to states and to the rest of those that I just mentioned. And thank you to Ben Howard for giving me that information. I appreciate that. All right, now that will do it. The final score, once again, Unadilla Valley caps off an 11-0 regular season. They're 13-1 overall, 55-52 win over the game Unitigo Lady Spartans. Both teams will play on Thursday in semifinals. We'll be here at Unitigo as they face Harpersville, and then a TBA for boys for the same situation. For WCDO Radio Sports, have a great night. I'm Greg Davey. Night.